Hey, it's Nicole Brandon, and welcome to Hourglass Bride. I'm always so excited to do this show because I love sharing passion and romance and love and helping people find the tools and the techniques and the keys and the secrets to really having that happily ever after life that they've always dreamed about. And today's guest, to me, is absolutely so thrilling. Today's guest is someone I actually met several years back. And you know when you meet somebody or something special, there's just in that moment, you have that sort of wah-wah feeling of this energy, this light, this beauty, this great, this wisdom, this knowledge is a gift to the planet. And that's how I felt when I met today's guest. And from the moment that I met her, I knew that the way that she shared, the way that she loved, the way that she penetrated your soul with her thoughts, with her feelings, and the amount of time that she took to care and to really listen was extraordinary. And now I'm so pleased to bring her and her work to you today. I'm thrilled and excited and elated for today's show and today's information. So today we are talking with Jennifer Gaynor-Yeager, and she is an international relationship expert and a life coach. And imagine being an international relationship expert, what it's like to travel the world and be able to help people find and manifest love. What a calling. And Jennifer is certified in the Emotional Freedom Technique with Source Technique and Neuro-Linguistic Programming at the mastery level. I mean, she is the cherry on every sundae of energy and light. And she specializes in working with conscious singles who are really just tired of dating and frustrated because they can't seem to find the right partner. And I know there's so many of you listening and your hands are up. Hang on to the phone. And that's you. I mean, she helps you and she helps people who are in that situation easily, and that's the key word, easily attract their ideal partner. And somebody who's going to love them just for who they are, which I think is what our deepest calling and our deepest desire. And once her clients are in relationships, then she helps them communicate effectively so they can keep their love and their passion alive in long term, which is just incredible. She is the creator of an online group coaching program, and that's available anywhere in the world. And she is also the creator of the signature talk, How to Magnetize Your Mate. The top three keys, and we're going to ask her about those, the top three keys of attracting the love of your life. And so she is amazing. She is a gift. Her work on love, on manifestation, on heart, on finding your ideal partner, and then ultimately having that happily ever after and that ultimate happy life that we all dream of and desire really are her secrets of the universe. So it is with great pleasure that I welcome today's guest, Jennifer Gaynor-Yeager. Jennifer, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Nicole, and thank you for that amazing introduction. Before we start, I just wanted to share with you that what you were sharing with me about the way that you felt about me, and thank you so much for saying that I was a light. I absolutely felt the same way when I met you. I thought, what an amazing, inspirational woman.
Thank you for that. So it's a mutual admiration, and I'm so excited. I know we've been going back and forth for months to bring you on the show, and I'm so thrilled you're with us today, and your information is just incredible. And one of the first things I love to ask our guests, and you and I have actually never had this conversation, so I'm excited to hear what you have to say, is I love to take people back to when they were kids, when they were 6 or 7 or 8, and I love to ask, did you know? Like I ask people, you know, some people want to be Miss America. They want to be, you know, an astronaut. I asked the Los Angeles fire chief, did you always know you wanted to be a fire chief? And he said, no, not at all. I wanted to be an architect. And I just wanted to ride the truck. So did you always know that you had a talent or a gift for connecting people or for helping people?
You know, it's funny that you mentioned that. What I'm going to preface that with is a story that my aunt, who's probably listening right now, loves to share about me. And she said that when I was a little girl, I had this thing where